I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The search for the missing Chibok schoolgirls continues in Nigeria.
We're coming up on 2 years since that kidnapping. April 14th, 2014 was the day 276 girls were abducted.
A young girl recently sent into Cameroon as a suicide bomber claimed to be one of the Chibok girls, but evidence just came up that proves the claim isn't true. The group behind the abduction, the ISIS affiliates Boko Haram, have killed over 200 people this year alone. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton.
It's not just about kidnapping. It's not just about providing wives for their fighters. It really is about turning these kidnapped girls into weapons, into bombs.
It's a grisly thought, but that is why your prayers are so crucial.
We certainly want to pray for these girls. We know many of them were Christians that were kidnapped.
And Easter's a big deal in Russia, happening May 1st this year. To help local churches, SOAR International gives gifts through its Baskets of Hope ministry. Greg Mangione with SOAR International.
Easter in Russia would probably be more analogous to our Christmas as far as openness and receptivity to the gospel message.
Yet when handing out Bibles and gifts, these churches don't use Easter as a one-time meet and greet.
They will be continuing to meet with the kids that are in the orphanages by visiting them weekly or monthly, and then the needy families as often as they can, either bringing them into the church or going to visit them if they can't come to the church.
Right now, SOAR has nearly 300 baskets sponsored, but they're praying for even more. If you're interested in helping, find out how at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. All the day's stories, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.